Big news today, Candace Owens has announced that she became Catholic. It happened last week. I was talking to her husband, George Farmer, today when the news came out. And it happened in London at the Oratory, Father Julian. And here's the tweet right here. Recently, I made the decision to go home. This is, of course, so much more. There is, of course, so much more that went into this decision and that I plan to share in the future. But for now, praise be to God for his gentle but relentless guiding of my heart toward truth. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. I do not fear. Christ is King. Blessed be God. Welcome to the Catholic Church, Candace Owens. She's kind of been hinting along the way here. I interviewed George Farmer. It was an excellent interview. I'd encourage you to go back and check it out. He talks a lot about his marriage to Candace Owens. We will put that link up here in your top right corner of the YouTube screen there. And this is, I think, signaling a movement of more and more people being open to God, faith, but in particular, Jesus Christ. Christ is King, and what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? More and more people are looking to the Catholic Church. Why? Well, there's a lot of confusion in the Catholic Church, a lot of scandals, but there's also something permanent. There's something perennial, something going back 2,000 years. People are confused about what is matrimony. In Catholicism, matrimony is a sacrament. What is human life? Is abortion wrong? Is euthanasia wrong? The Catholic Church has very clear teaching on all these topics. Candace Owens is married to George Farmer, very vocal, very intelligent Catholic. He went to Oxford. He's a very successful businessman. I consider him a friend. And I think this is the beginning of an impressive arc for Candace Owens. She's baptized. She's received her first communion. And I'd like to do some Q&A from y'all and get your perspective on her conversion. Do you see this happening? I think we did. There's been enough hints. Christ is King. And, of course, her influence by her husband, all that. So what do y'all think? Is this a game changer? And, you know, I'll just throw this out. Oh, by the way, I will be doing a collaboration with Candace. Don't have dates, don't have details, but God willing, that will happen. So I look forward to announcing that. So stay tuned and make sure you're subscribed. All right. Here is Kakashi. Just waiting for this. Welcome, Candace. God bless. Love it. Fantastic. Beautiful news of a beautiful soul. Praise God. Candace Owens is becoming a member of Anti-Pope Francis Group. I don't know how you made that conclusion. Interesting perspective. Why don't we give her a chance to be Catholic for maybe a month before we start making judgments? Colleen says, I'm so excited for her. Just heard the news. Huge fan. Love it. Susie says, excited for Candace. W, amen. Let's go. Let's go. Praise Jesus. So happy for Candace. Yes. Praise Jesus. Christ is King. Here's a good one. Yes. And Russell Brand prays the rosary. Another interesting development. Where is all of this going? Praise Jesus. Welcome to the family. Amazing. Come on, Ben. Recognize the King. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Deo gratias. I can't put all these comments up. You're just flowing in. Beautiful. Welcome, Candace. Welcome, Candace. I also returned home to the Catholic Church a few weeks ago. Fantastic news. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Candace. Amazing news. Well done. I'm crying of emotion, my dear Candace. Just waiting for this. That's great news. Glory be to God. That's great. Oh, I think Rose Marshall, that must be my daughter. Hey, Rose. She's here on the chat. My husband converted 2 months ago. I love Candace. Welcome home. Have her on your show. God willing, I will. We will collaborate. I can't wait to talk with Candace. Glory be to God. I'm so happy for you, Candace. Praise Christ. Welcome home. Welcome home, sister. Pray the rosary. Here's a super chat from Josh. Could be that God is saving these people to use them and spread the truth before all hell is let loose. Could be. Could be. Mary, I could see her coming along bit by bit. Her hunger and relentless pursuit of truth has led her here. I knew this was going to happen. Yay. Welcome, Candace. It's a beautiful, rich faith. Is Jordan Peterson next? Asked Damien. Welcome home. Is Tucker Carlson next? Asked Maddie. Welcome to the faith, Candace. Brian Holdsworth has some great points about the new celebrity Catholics and his latest. Interesting. I love Candace. Welcome home, Candace. Welcome to the fullness of faith. Welcome home. Fabulous news. Everybody is excited. And I'm excited too. You know, when I interviewed George Farmer later last year, again, please check out my channel, Dr. Taylor Marshall Podcast. I think it's at least a 2-hour interview. It's in two parts with George Farmer. He and I discussed the change in the influencer space. 2016, this is sort of the rise of the Trump media era. This is when a lot of people started doing, consuming and producing independent media, independent journalism. So you no longer had to go to Fox News. You no longer had to go to CNN. You could turn on YouTube, or was Rumble around back then? I can't remember. You could turn on podcast, iTunes, and you could consume and begin listening to new voices with new perspectives that hadn't been vetted by the big media moguls. That started a whole new thing in 2016. That's when you saw the rise of Jordan Peterson. Joe Rogan got big. You know, I remember listening to Joe Rogan as a jiu-jitsu guy just because I like jiu-jitsu. And then all of a sudden it seemed like by 2020, like soccer moms were listening to Joe Rogan. So an explosion of influencers. And over time, that influencer space has grown and has become more and more conservative. It's veering right. Look at, may not be all the way Catholic right, like biblical Catholic traditional Catholicism, but it has veered right. Even I would say Joe Rogan has veered right over time. Russell Brand, veering right. More and more conservative positions, praying the rosary, keeping Lent. Jordan Peterson, more and more of a kind of a Catholic message. His wife became Catholic at Easter. So there's been this growth, and I think George Farmer has a good sense of this. He understands the pulse of it, that we're now moving towards a new moment. I think a lot of it will depend on who is elected president this year, what happens politically. But I think we're starting to see that being just pro-America, pro-democracy, pro-conservative, pro-Republican isn't enough. I think there's a lot of disillusionment with Trump right now. I know if I say that, people will come out and start throwing stones. I don't want to get into that right now, but I think there is a little bit, there's definitely a lot of disillusionment with the Republican Party, with our leadership, and with what we want society to be. Do we want it to be a right-leaning democracy, or do we want something more robust? And this has to do with the persecution we've seen over at Daily Wire, over Christ is King. This has to do with our discussion over America vis-a-vis Israel, vis-a-vis Ukraine, vis-a-vis Latin America. How do all these fit together? And is the Constitution enough, or do we need Scripture? Do we need Christianity? Can we actually infuse and inject a Christian ethos into our culture? There's other voices as well. You know, you see somebody, I don't approve him, not a huge fan, but Andrew Tate becoming Muslim. Is he consistently Muslim? I don't know. But you see also even in those kind of voices, a interest in religiosity, although I totally disagree with it. Islam, false religion. Muhammad, false prophet. And then Joe and I were talking about this earlier. The evangelical space seems to be a little bit more fractured. It's, you know, you kind of saw in the 1990s and the 2000s the demise of the old denominations, Lutheran, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Baptist, not as much, but then the Baptists started rebranding themselves, not as First Baptist Podunk, Texas, but as something like, you know, Water Spring Community Fellowship, right? Rebranding themselves to not be denominational. That kind of gave way to this mega church, non-denominational phenomenon. But now we're starting to see some fractures in that. What does that mean? And I think the COVID 2020, 2021, 2022, where people weren't going to church, they started live streaming, they started watching it on TV. Now the question is, well, if I'm watching this amazing preacher with these messages, and that's what I'm getting from this church, why would I even drive, park in the parking lot, go inside? Why not just consume it online? The Catholics and the Orthodox have an answer, which is worship is a sacrifice. Worship is the Eucharist. Worship is the Son of God, body, blood, soul, and divinity, offering himself to the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit. So worship is the sacrifice of the Mass. It's the Eucharistic sacrifice. And we go to church not simply to hear a sermon or a good message or a Bible study. We go to church to enter into the mystery of Christ's once and for all oblation sacrifice to the Father. The worship of Christ to the Father is perfect. Our worship is horrible. Our worship is human. Our worship is sinful. Our worship is lacking. But by bringing whatever brokenness we have and uniting it to Jesus on the cross in the Eucharistic sacrifice of the Mass, we have true worship. And you can't watch that on a TV. You can't stream that. You have to be there. That right there keeps people coming to church, and it gives meaning to worship where you don't have to constantly update the music, update the worship, update the special effects of it. Whether the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass happens in a barn, a basilica, a cathedral, or anywhere in between, no matter how humble or how grand, it's still the same worship. It's based in a sacramental, metaphysical, ontological reality that we can't see with our eyes, but we perceive it by faith, that the little host of bread, insignificant, not impressive, in a chalice of wine is transformed, transubstantiated. A metaphysical miracle happens so that pieces of flat bread become the body of the living and true God of the Son, Jesus Christ. And that the wine becomes the blood of redemption, the blood of atonement. And that this body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ is offered to the Father. It's the one and same offering of Jesus on the cross. It's not a repetition. It's a union with that. Through the Holy Spirit, we enter into that reality. There's a lot of voices in Catholicism who are saying we need to get away from that idea. It's too Tridentine. It's too medieval. We need to make worship more communal, more holding hands, more about music and performance and rhetorical sermons. But at the core of Catholic worship is the Mass. And I think as in the post-COVID era, with Protestants looking for meaning and for what is worship, and Catholics in the post-Novus Ordo era, more and more people are going to look for traditional Catholicism. And I'll tell you right now, Candace Owens received a traditional Roman baptism, the old school. old school. As you know, George Farmer, he's traditional. He goes to the Latin Mass. This is going to be the true, real, historic, ancient form of Catholicism that is going to be perennial. It is going to endure. And everything that is gimmicky and rooted in our modern culture, contemporary culture, contemporary is always changing. You know, the contemporary songs that you hear at contemporary Novus Ordo Masses are straight up 1970s, 1980s. They are no longer contemporary for 2024, but there are clergy, priests, and nuns who are pushing it. The youth will love it. The youth will love it. It's so contemporary, and it sounds like Bob Dylan. It sounds like Peter, Paul, and Mary. So I think this is a great moment. Welcome home to Candace Owens. She gets it. I think politically she's been developing. I think obviously in her faith and in her marriage with George, she is starting to discover the beauty of motherhood, the beauty of procreation, the sacredness of life. She is becoming much deeper in her perspective. It's not just about, you know, she started off and she was talking about Blexit and all these great things and all that, but now we're starting to see Candace as a metaphysical thinker, as a mother who also has a voice for the culture. And now her voice is going to be infused with sanctifying grace. She is going to be receiving the Holy Eucharist at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. She's going to be raising her children to be Catholic Christians. Her understanding of motherhood is going to be formed by the Blessed Virgin Mary, by the Rosary. I think this is going to be an amazing arc, and it's an invitation to everyone. I know there's people watching right now who probably aren't Catholic. I realize more and more people watch the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast. They're not Catholic. I would like to make an invitation to all my friends to go deeper in your faith and to look into the seven sacraments: baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, penance, extreme unction, holy orders, and matrimony. I put a tweet out this morning that kind of went viral. You know, one of the things that Martin Luther did and John Calvin and the Church of England, the Lutherans, all they said matrimony is not a sacrament. And what they did is they took marriage away from the church, really away from God, and they placed it in the state. And when you do that, the state begins to define what marriage is. And what do you get? You get divorce. You redefine marriage. You redefine male. You redefine female. And you get the mess that we have now, where no one even knows what a human is. No one knows what a boy is or a girl, and what marriage is, and who can marry who. Is it two people, three people, polyamory, a boy and a boy, a girl and a girl, three people? Who knows? That's because you've taken matrimony and you've declassified it, and you said it's not a sacrament. It's now part of our cultural arrangement in the state. And guess what? It gets redefined. You have to take matrimony and say it's a sacrament. It was instituted by God in the garden. It was elevated and hallowed and sanctified by Jesus Christ with his first miracle, changing of water into wine at the wedding at Cana. That was his very first public miracle. How did it happen? People came to Jesus? No. People came to the Virgin Mary. Read it in John's gospel. And they say, hey, we don't have any more wine. This wedding. They go to Mary for the very first miracle. Does Mary work the miracle? No, she's not the Son of God. She's the mother of the Son of God. And she says, do whatever he tells you to do. That's what Mary says. And that is what Mary says to every single Christian that's ever baptized. Do whatever Jesus tells you to do. The very first miracle, the public manifestation of Jesus Christ and his supernatural powers, Mary says, do whatever you do. And what does Jesus say? He says, fill up the pots, put water in them. And then he transforms water into wine in celebration of what? Holy matrimony, marriage. The Catholic Church says that Christ elevates matrimony to the level of sacrament at the wedding of Cana. Because matrimony is an icon. It is an image. It is a reflection of Jesus Christ and the church. The church is the bride of Christ. Is Jesus a polygamist? Does he have many churches, many wives, many brides? No. And I would say, if you're an evangelical, if you're a Protestant, think about that. There is one true church. There was one true church in AD 33. There is one true church in AD 100. There is one true church in 1000, 1500, 2000, 2024. There's one church. It may get messy. It may get complicated. Can there be corruption in the church? Yes. Can there be infiltration in the church? Yes. I wrote a whole book about it. Check it out. Infiltration. Get it at Amazon. Get the Audible. Yes, there's bad stuff, but you don't get to create a new bride. You don't get to create a new wife for Jesus. You stick with the one bride of Christ, the one church, and you fight for her. So marriage is important because it is a reflection of this mystery between Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, and the church of Jesus Christ, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church going all the way back unbroken to AD 33. And you could even argue as the fulfillment in the development of ancient Israel and the chosen people of God going back to Abraham, but even going back to Noah, even going back to repentant Adam and Eve and their children, not all of them, who did follow the promises of God. Great moment. Candace Owens is Catholic. Very happy for her. Very happy for George and their children. It's going to be a new redemptive arc. And I watch Candace Owens. I have for years. I respect her. I think she brings many great points to not only the American conversation, but the international conversation. And I can't wait to see Catholic Candace. Thanks for watching. If you want to support this channel, go to patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. I'll send you some free books. If you want to learn more about me, go to taylormarshall.com. I just launched a brand new website today at taylormarshall.com. It looks really good. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Pretty excited about it. Let's see if I can. Yeah, here it is. Let's see if this pops. Nope, that ain't going to work. Appreciate your patience. Here it is. I'll get rid of me for real quick. There, the new site looks really amazing. Been working on it for months. Lots of new resources, lots of new stuff. So go to taylormarshall.com. You get a free book. I'll give you a free book, Rosary in 50 Pages. So check out the new website. Appreciate everybody working on that and all the hard work that went into it. All right. Welcome home, Candace. We love you. Pray for you. God bless you. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed. Make sure you subscribe. Like the page. Like the video. And stay tuned. I really look forward to having a collaboration with Candace Owens, hearing her own words about her conversation, who Christ is to her and to her family. God bless and Godspeed. And pray the rosary every day. You're not on the team.